This is my Bible. Say, I am. What it says, I am. Now say, I can do what it says I can do. Now boldly declare, I am a believer, not a doubter. I am a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, Ephesians 6 and 2, go with me there, Ephesians 6 and 2, and we are talking today, in light of it being Mother's Day, our lesson is geared toward all the moms in the house, and so the topic today is moms are amazing. Everybody say moms are amazing. Now, how many agree with that? Everybody in the room should agree with that, because if you're here, your mama got you here. Isn't that right? The Bible says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 2nd verse, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And so this is a very familiar passage of scripture. How many besides me, when you were a little boy, you know, your mom and dad taught you that, right? They taught you that in Sunday school, just whatever, you know, YPWW, just whatever you grew up in, they taught you, you know, Ephesians 6. You know, of course, back in those days, we just did straight KJV. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And they'd stop at this is right. And it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with thee, and you live a long life on the earth. And they tell you the only way you're going to live a long life on the earth is if you honor your mother and your father. You got it? And amen. And so, but I think there's a component in this verse that we miss. So we say we will honor our fathers and mothers and live a long life, and that's good, and we're supposed to honor our father and mother, and that's part of the promise, but it's not the whole promise. It says that it may go well with thee and that you live a long life on the earth. You got it? And I think that it's because, you know, you don't want to live a long life and it not go well the whole long life. And so I think we have to understand that honor is such a key, and to the degree that we honor, things will go well with us. To the degree that we dishonor, things will not go well with us. Can I get a... So Paul takes this Old Testament principle and validates it under the New Covenant. He takes this Old Testament principle and he validates it under the New Covenant. And so in light of it being Mother's Day, you know, we understand the importance of honoring our moms. And so that's why I titled it Moms Are Amazing. There was a second grade teacher, and it's stories told that for an entire day, she taught her class, in her second grade class, about magnets, M-A-G-N-E-T-S. Everybody say magnets. And the next day they came in and she said, you know, I'm going to give you a quiz. It was a one question quiz. And she says, my full name has six letters. This is the quiz. My full name has six letters. The first letter starts with M and I pick up things. What am I? And over half the class, when they turned it in, answered mother. Not magnet, but mother. And so mothers do pick up things. However, there's a reason why they pick up things. They probably shouldn't have to pick up everything. See, men, if you'd have said amen, you'd have got some extra points right there. And so talking about moms are amazing. Moms are amazing. Why are moms amazing? Because God created them. Because God put the ability in them to mother. And so I want to show you some qualities that they have that they got from God. I want to show you some qualities today. And so today we're going to look at the similarities between mothers and between God. And I think that it's just a, like I said, real simple lesson, real easy, nothing deep, but I think that that you'll get a lot out of it. And so I think I've got three simple points today. So point number one, when we talk about moms, when we talk about and understanding moms, the first thing I need you to understand about moms is that, number one, moms know. Everybody say moms know. I mean, they just know. They are the closest thing to having omniscience on this earth. Like, they know. They know. They know all, and they see all. Can I get a... They know what you're thinking. They know what their husbands are thinking. They know what other mothers are thinking. They know. They can read minds. My wife can read my mind. We'll be at an event, and I'll just be having a good time, and she can just tell when I get that little smirk on my face, the kind of smirk like, it would be cool to do something to just cause this, like, event to go even, you know, like, you know, even better. Like, I'll just act crazy or do this, and she might not even be next to me. She could be on the other side of the room, and then, like, I could just catch her eyes across the other side, and she's like... Everybody said they know. And they get this from God. They get this from God. Matthew 9:4 says, but Jesus knowing their thoughts. Matthew 12:25, but Jesus knew their thoughts. This is not up on the screen. I'm just adding because it says it like 7 times in scripture. Luke 5:22, but Jesus perceived their thoughts. Have you ever heard of a woman's intuition? Yeah, she gets it from God. Yeah, because y'all know men don't have this. Yeah. You know, men don't know what other men are thinking, and neither do we care. You know, I think one of the biggest questions that a woman asks a man is, what are you thinking? You got it? And our aunt, like nothing. Like, no, seriously, like nothing. Like it's possible for us. We're not thinking anything. And so, and so they get this from God. They get this from God. And so women know what you're thinking, but God also knows what you're thinking. You got it? And so they get this from God. You say, well, Pastor, how does that encourage me? God also knows what I'm thinking. Well, because the same way a mother knows what her children are thinking and loves them in spite of, God knows what you're thinking and loves you in spite of. That's a good place to clap right there. So everybody say, moms know. Yeah, so moms know. Not only do moms know, but point number two, moms care. Everybody say moms care. So not only do they know, but they care. Story was told last year in Texas. There was an aunt that had a little, she had her niece, and she put her in the car. And when she put her in the car, when she closed the door's locked. And so, of course, she got frantic because her little baby's in there. It's hot outside, you know, and those kind of things. And so she calls 911. You know, I don't know if the mama showed up or, but the mama was there and that kind of thing. And so the tow truck driver shows up. And when the tow truck driver shows up, he's, you know, coming to find out what's going on. And they say the baby's in the car. He immediately goes to his tow truck, gets a hammer, and he just hits the back, you know, the back window and gets the baby out. Now, the aunt was not happy, but the mom was. You got it? And so, because there's a special love that moms have just for their children. It kind of reminds you of the story. Remember when the two ladies went to Solomon and they're like, this is my baby. No, this is my baby. No, this is my baby. Solomon said, okay, no problem. I'll cut him in half and give you half and half. The one mama said, okay, no problem. The other mama said, no, don't do it. Solomon said, that's the mama right there because mamas care. Everybody say mamas care. Yeah. So where do you think they get this from? They get this from God. God cares, and he is compassionate. Moms care, and moms are compassionate. Go with me to Luke, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse. Luke, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse. All right. Everybody say, moms know, and moms care. All right. Yeah, this. I'm actually almost done. Can you believe that? All right. Luke, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse. And when he had came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. What did he say? Verse 14. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, what did he say? Arise. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Jesus had compassion on that mom. And not only did Jesus have compassion on that mom, but Jesus put compassion in moms. And so, you know, and so moms are compassionate. So I started thinking about when I was doing this lesson, you know, some things I could kind of like think about. How are moms compassionate in a way that nobody else is compassionate? You got it? Because dads do have a bit of compassion. It's not like we're not compassionate, but moms have a whole nother level of compassion. You got it? Moms do things that dads wouldn't do. Like, you know, like when kids go to college, moms will go there and do their laundry. Dads are not doing that. So, you know, and I started asking myself a question, like, who did you run to as a child when you fell and scraped your knee? Yeah, you didn't run to dad. You ran to mom. My, you know, dad would have been like, that's nothing. I killed a bear with my notebook on the way to school. Get up. Everything's all right. Not mom. What's mom do? Oh, we're going to get a Band-Aid. It's going to be all right. Mama going to kiss it and make it feel better. I don't know how kissing it makes it feel better, but it works. Going to get ice cream. And the dad is like, he scrapes his knee, so he's going to get ice cream. Like, you see, there's a pattern here. He scraped his knee last Saturday. So moms have this compassionate nature. There's some things about them that are just not, you know, like everybody else. And so moms know and moms care. Everybody say moms know, and moms care. All right. And then point number three. So number one, moms know. Number two, moms care. And then point number three, moms help. Everybody say moms help. All right. Women are born with this ability to nurture at a level that most people or men don't have. Can I get a? Yeah, and so moms have this nurturing ability, and it starts even when they're small. You got it. What do you mean by this? Because I would say moms, but really women have this because even, like, I have mostly nieces. I have one or two nephews, but, you know, when our family gets together, it's all girls. You got it. And so, you know, coming up over the years, they play with Barbies. And so, you know, all the family will be together, and then you'll go by, and then you'll see they all have the Barbies sitting up, and they're feeding the Barbies and, you know, and those kind of things. And you come back through, something must have happened because they were giving the Barbies a spanking. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and then a little few, but then they're comforting them afterwards. You know, they're just doing that kind of thing. My daughter, Hannah, she could not wait to turn 12 because the rule for the girls is when they turn 12, they can help in kids' ministries. If there's a need over there, they can help in kids' ministries. And, you know, when she was 10, she was like, Dad, can I help with the kids? I'm like, no, baby, I'm sorry, you can't help. She's like, well, why? He's like, because you have to be 12, but you're the pastor. It don't matter, I'm the pastor, baby. We all follow the same rules. You got it? And so some of y'all didn't help because some of y'all were, just go ask your dad, go ask the pastor. No. So she has to follow the same rules. So that way, if she follows the same rules, nobody else can get on me about the rules. Praise the Lord. Yeah, and so of course, she just turned 12 this past March, and she just loves it. You got it? Now, Jay, he works in kids ministry with the older kids, and he does good. He does good with the kids, but he's totally different than Hannah. Like, he walks in with the kids, and he gives them all high fives. What's good? Hannah walks in like, oh, aren't they so cute? Isn't that just a little cute? You know what I mean? I mean, like a baby would spit. Oh, isn't that just the little cutest little thing? No, it's not. So boys don't have that kind of nurturing in them. You got it? They just don't have. And I had to pray when my son was young. You got it? Because, you know, I wanted him to be all boy, but he was around all girls. So I prayed. You got it? And then one day, you got it? I see him playing, you know, they're trying to get him to play with a Barbie. And they're like, everything was good until Jay put the Barbie in the Jeep, and then it went up the hill, and then the Barbies blew up. I was like, he did that? They're like, yeah, he did that. And so I had to talk to Jay, son, did you blow up the Barbies? Well, yeah, Dad, I blew up the Barbies. I was like, son, I have never been more proud of you than I have at this very moment. I'm so proud of you. You know, we're having a discussion now. Did they go high? Yeah, Dad, about 3 feet. Oh, incredible. So moms have this nurturing ability that kids don't have. Let's get out of here, Courtney. I got to go home. Amen. Y'all, that, my dads can understand that, praise the Lord. Well, nowadays, the moms can understand that. So I thank God for a son that's all boy. Praise the Lord. That's good. I thank you, yeah. He's all boy. So when he was younger and started liking girls, people get mad. I ain't mad. Talk to all the girls you want to. So be respectful, you know, but that's right. Boys like girls. Girls like, all right, praise the Lord. All right. And I'm not hating. Y'all understand. I'm just telling you my experiences. You got it? And so just, yeah, that is the word, but just, yeah, praise the Lord. All right. All right. All the mothers, please stand. All the mothers, please stand. We wanted to say thank you all to you guys today. So all the mothers, please stand. So on behalf of every son and every daughter, every child, we wanted to say thank you. Thank you for allowing your body to go through all the changes as you carried us for 9 months. Thank you for the labor pains that you took in the hospital when that epidural was not working. Thank you for the late nights you stayed up taking care of us when we were sick, or stayed up praying for us because you were worried that we were going down the wrong road. Thank you for working. Some of you worked 2 jobs and 3 jobs. You did whatever was necessary to make sure we had what we needed. Thanks for helping with our homework, even though we gave you a fit. Thanks for all the reports and projects that we were supposed to do that you actually did. Thank you for every Band-Aid that you put on with love. Thanks for always sticking up for us, even when we were wrong. Thanks for letting us stay home from school, even though we weren't really sick. Thank you for the times you disciplined us, even though it made us mad, it made us better. Thank you for cleaning our rooms, even when you told us to clean them 10 times. Thank you for every meal that you made with love, or the drive-thru that you paid for it with love. Thank you for rearranging your life so we could have a great life. Special shout out to all the single moms in the house, because some of you all had to play both roles to make sure that the needs of the children were met. So today we say thank you. Thank you for being strong, especially for the time in the times you didn't think you could be. Thank you for being courageous. Because of you, we can face our fears. Thank you for trying to hide the times you were afraid in order to help keep us brave. Thank you for trying to hide your tears. We saw them anyways, but somehow it made us stronger. Most of all, thank you for loving us and never giving up on us. We are who we are today because of you. So on behalf of every son, every daughter, we salute you and declare that your best days are ahead. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Can you give it up for all the mothers in the house? Amen. You might be seated. So in summary, moms know, moms care, and moms want to help. Where are the similarities? God knows, God cares, and God wants to help. Moms know, moms care, and moms want to help. And in the same way, God knows, God cares, and he wants to help. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Believers are praying all over the building. Father, we thank you for the heart.